This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. U.S. Senator Ron Wyden joining us. Senator, good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, obviously, absolutely off the charts time. I want to ask you, first of all, before we get into some of the things that have been going on in terms of help for folks, just what it's like to be in the Beltway, to be a member of Congress with everything that's been going on with COVID-19.
The challenge right now is to just be sort of laser focused on trying to get out. Particularly right now, I'm sitting at my desk in the Senate Dirksen office building trying to get out the help that Congress conceived of in this latest bill, the COVID-3 legislation. And what I'm focused on is in particular trying to help folks, you know, who've just been clobbered by being out of work and they can't pay rent and can't buy groceries and can't pay for out-of-pocket medical. We're trying to help our small business folks. We got a special resource, a kind of quick help effort online so they can cut through it. And then I'm trying to also help on the healthcare side, because as a result of so many folks being out of work, a lot of them are also falling between the cracks in the healthcare system.
So let's talk more about the CARES Act and some of the help that's available there.
What happened, I, as a senior Democrat in the Finance Committee, basically negotiated with the Trump administration the unemployment package. And the idea was that people would be eligible for existing unemployment, plus they would get $600 more per week, each week for the next 4 months. And this would also, for the first time, start covering the self-employed and part-timers and gig workers and independent contractors. Now, the federal government doesn't administer the system. In other words, the federal government isn't in charge of getting the checks out. That really goes to the states. We made available $1 billion worth of additional help for administration. And the reality is the states, Oregon and everywhere else, is just flooded, absolutely flooded with this massive escalation of jobless claims. So I'm trying to nudge the Department of Labor today to do more to help the states and help the states get this money out.
Now, you mentioned as well for folks that are self-employed and some help there. And I know sometimes under certain job classifications, for instance, self-contractors who provide different services are usually not eligible for unemployment. So you're saying that's a change now?
Yes, that is a very important change for independent contractors, the gig workers, these folks who are newly eligible for benefits. And as I say, the Oregon effort, our state's effort, they're just flooded with claims. So what I'm trying to do is nudge the Department of Labor to help these the folks, both people who are eligible previously and the newly eligible. And part of that is that the unemployment system was created in the 1930s, and it's been kind of in a time warp. It basically didn't cover all of these folks that we're talking about, the independent contractor, the gig worker, and the self-employed. They never really caught up with the changes in the economy.
And let's talk about business or cooperative businesses and some of the efforts you're doing there to try to get them on the same page of this.
Well, the way I approached it, as I say, a big chunk of this economic package went to the finance committee. As I said, we got two sides of one coin. On one side is the part we talked about just for a minute, which is these workers who've just been hit by this economic wrecking ball and are unemployed. On the other side of the coin is all our small businesses. The reality is Oregon is a small business state. You cover a handful of big businesses and you're done. So there's the Paycheck Protection Program for businesses and nonprofits, their emergency injury disaster loans for small businesses and others. And I wrote a provision as well that I hope will be attractive to small business employers that provides a tax credit for retaining their workers. And for folks that want that information, it's all available at our website as well at wyden.senate.gov, COVID-19 Economic Resources.
Yeah, and let's talk more about that site as the word went out about this, kind of getting, there's so much information coming out from the federal and state and other levels right now, and it looks like the attempt from your staff was to kind of package a lot of things where people could find it in one place.
That's the idea, is what I think Oregonians who are going through this, you know, economic pounding, you know, want is something that can provide some quick help and a one-stop kind of approach. So that's what we tried to put in place, a one-stop web link to basically cut through all of this hard-to-follow information that's swirling around about COVID-19 resources, both to get questions answered quickly and to put them in a position to immediately get to resources that are really going to help them and their families. I mean, the reality is our small businesses, our workers are just getting hit with a economic wrecking ball in the wake of COVID-19. And so what we have sought to do is make key information as accessible as possible. I've been doing a lot of teleconferences. We've been using Zoom. And as I say, I'm sitting at my desk in the Dirksen Senate office building just trying to, you know, grind it out so that folks get the help that was intended. And, you know, the idea particularly of focusing on workers and small businesses, that's the key to the Oregon economy.
What about another aspect of this? What about older children and adult dependents? Where do they fall in all of this?
Well, a lot of them, of course, if you're talking about, you know, older children, they're working, so they're going to be in a position to be able to get the benefits of unemployment. The seniors, one of the things we did is got them out from under some of the tax rigmarole in terms of trying to secure their benefits. But, you know, a lot of folks right now are trying to figure out where they fit in this array of programs.
So talk about, you know, we get through this, and there's a lot of things that got put together pretty quickly. How did you feel about the process of getting all of these different things out there?
Well, obviously, there's a lot to do to make these programs work. For example, right now we're hearing from a lot of small businesses that they just cannot get the coverage that the Congress intended in terms of loans and grants. You know, in effect, a number of the programs that are loans really can be converted into grants when you keep your workforce. But, you know, the Treasury Department has got to make sure that it's clear with the small banks that the Treasury Department has got their back. The Treasury Department is designed in the legislation to back up the banks, and we've got to get that sped up.
What happens next? We get through this part. We're not sure, obviously, how long this is going to last. What other steps do you think may need to be forthcoming?
Well, my sense is that the next package, you know, there have been three packages, legislative packages relating to COVID-19. I think the next package is going to have to do more for workers. I think it's going to have to do more for small businesses. For example, what I negotiated with the Trump administration on unemployment runs through July. I think we're going to have a lot of folks still hurting the end of July. So I think that particularly when it comes to workers and small businesses and healthcare, for example, our committee has jurisdiction over Medicaid. I think Medicaid is going to be swamped because that's the federal state program for folks that haven't been able to get healthcare coverage. And my sense is, and we're already working on it, we're going to have to significantly expand the federal share of Medicaid. It's what's called FMAP.
What about other things on the agenda this year, everything is in flux. People are trying to plan things. I understand the Democratic National Convention got backed up a ways. Haven't heard about the Republican one yet, but there's certainly just a lot of uncertainty out there everywhere you look.
There's, of course, tremendous uncertainty. I mean, our country, at least in my lifetime, has never faced a contagion like this. This is such a difficult disease because it is so contagious. And my sense is that what the focus has got to be, and folks hear this, you know, 100 times a day, is on the social distancing and the washing hands and all of the things that sound really simple. And you know, the reality is that everybody talks about the war on the disease, and we're fighting the war on the disease. A big part of, you know, this war is to just kind of separate yourself from the crowd, because that's really key to beating it.
Just about out of time. Any final thoughts to share with folks, Senator?
No, I just want Oregonians to know that I think clearly so many folks are hurting all across the state, and I want them to know that I'm really trying to focus on the kitchen table kind of questions, which is how are they going to pay rent, how are they going to buy groceries, how are they going to pay for out-of-pocket medical. There are programs that were set in place by this third package to deal with the coronavirus, and what I'm going to be doing is just grinding it out, do everything I can so that Oregonians get that help as quickly as possible.
All right, Oregon's U.S. Senator Ron Wyden. Senator, thanks for being on with us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Kyle. Take it easy, man.
8:42 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.